It's good to have you here today on a Friday as we end the first week of 2018 together. If you've been with us all this week, then you know that we're learning about eight essential elements in the character of a Bible man named John the Baptist. He pops off the page at us in the gospel that the author and apostle John wrote. John chapter 1, verses 6 through 7 reads, "There came a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light so that all might believe through him." As we discuss John the Baptist, we're learning that God intentionally and purposefully sends his witnesses out into the world to testify about Jesus Christ. This man, John, was such a witness. And I'm spending the week describing his character to you because you need to know these elements in his character before we plunge ahead next week into his message. I have eight elements of his character, and thus far we have uncovered six of them. Let's do some review. First, John's full name distinguishes his ministry. His name is John the Baptist. Second, John was sent from God. And third, John was a prophet. Fourth, John the Baptist was the greatest man who ever lived until Jesus Christ. Fifth, he exalts Jesus by humbling himself. And sixth, he tells the truth about Jesus and about other people. So that you can easily remember this, I've written this summary. John the Baptist is a God-sent prophet. Once the greatest man who ever lived until Jesus, John exalted Jesus by humbling himself. He tells the truth about Jesus and other people. I'll add to it and repeat it later on, plus leave this on the God Is social media sites, or you can write to me and ask for it. An easy way to understand and memorize what I have said about John thus far, this is posted on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, God Is, W-E-Z-E, God Is, W-E-Z-E, or write to me and ask for it. But let's press on and talk about two more essential elements in John's character, and the seventh builds on the sixth. So yesterday I said that John the Baptist tells the truth about Jesus and other people. Therefore, seventh, he is not popular with the Jewish leaders. Now, do not get me wrong. I am aware that John's ministry began out in the desert wilderness, and there he was essentially popular with certain Jews. For example, back in Matthew chapter 3 and verses 5 and 6, the text says, "Then Jerusalem was going out to him, and all Judea and all the district around the Jordan, and they were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they confessed their sins." Absolutely, the Jews, who saw within themselves the need for their repentance from sin, those who understood their wretched state of unrighteousness before God, no matter how many sacrifices they made at the temple, streamed out to John the Baptist. He was popular among true and genuine converts to the gospel, but when it came to the Jewish religious leaders, John was toast. As they would with Jesus, they hated and despised John. Remember, here's a guy that's been living out in the deserts. Listen to Matthew describe his clothing and diet. Matthew chapter 3 and verse 4. "Now John himself had a garment of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey." That's some fashion statement and meal plan. Although today I could imagine one of these prosperity false teachers claiming that in a new book as the best way to lose weight in 2018. Get a hold of those bugs and dip them in some honey. And now, when John encounters the religious elite, listen to what he says to them. It's not exactly endearing. Again, Matthew's gospel in this time, chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. "But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, 'You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee the wrath to come? Therefore, bear fruit in keeping with repentance.'" Ouch. Vipers, snakes. Then he emphasizes God's wrath and anger on their behavior and directs them to genuine and sincere repentance for sin. John is one master, preacher, and prophet. He tells it, boom, directly as it is. But he therefore becomes wildly unpopular with these corrupt, sinful leaders who thought that only they knew the way to God's approval. This is the type of preaching that gets a man in big trouble quickly. It also reveals something really telling of John's character. Like all prophets, he's going to tell it honest, without any fear of the consequences, because he knows that his message of repentance is what they most need to hear in advance of the public ministry of Jesus, in which Jesus will tell them the exact same thing. For another example of the lack of popularity for John, come back with me to John's Gospel, chapter 1 and verse 19. I'm reading John chapter 1, verse 19. This is the testimony of John when the Jews sent to him priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" You know what the tone is there? It's, "Who are you?" In other words, who do you think you are? Disdain, distaste, and disgust for John the Baptist. Therefore, seventh, he is not popular with the Jewish leaders. And then this same commitment to tell the truth to people eventually leads to the end of John. The eighth element of John the Baptist's character is that Herod beheads him. And you might say, well, that is an outward action by Herod, not an inward character trait in John. Oh, no? You can always tell a lot about a person's character from the way he or she dies. Same with John. His bold, no-holds-barred, prophetic preaching ministry of repentance had him beheaded. He died a gruesome martyr's death for Christ. That says monumental truth about the man John. Let me read you the story from Mark's Gospel. This is a story how John the Baptist died. Mark 6, verses 17 through 19. For Herod himself had sent and had John arrested and bound in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip, because he had married her. For John had been saying to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." Herodias had a grudge against him and wanted to put him to death and could not do so, for Herod was afraid of John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man and kept him safe. And when he heard him, he was very perplexed, but he used to enjoy listening to him. A strategic day came when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his lords and military commanders and the leading men of Galilee. And when the daughter of Herodias came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his dinner guests. And the king said to the girl, "Ask me for whatever you want, and I'll give it to you." And he swore to her, "Whatever you ask of me, I will give it to you, up to half my kingdom." And she went out and said to her mother, "What shall I ask for?" And she said, "The head of John the Baptist." Immediately she came in a hurry to the king and asked, saying, "You want to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter." And although the king was very sorry, yet because of his oaths and because of his dinner guests, he was unwilling to refuse her. Immediately, the king sent an executioner and commanded him to bring back his head. And he went and had him beheaded in the prison and brought his head on a platter and gave it to the girl, and the girl gave it to her mother. And when his disciples heard about this, they came and took away his body and laid it in a tomb. And that is how John the Baptist died. Those who tell the truth about Jesus, especially when it is unpopular to do so, those who speak the truth of the gospel to power will often be killed. John was God's man. He was sent from God, but that in no way meant that he could not or would not have his head taken off. The martyr's death, so common in the Bible and in places in the world today, that we Americans cannot understand, because we are far too comfortable and cozy in our own little worlds, where too many of us do not boldly proclaim Christ by calling for repentance from sin in our churches, and then outside the church in the world, in the communities where God has placed us. But John the Baptist was a fearless defender of the truth. He's a hero of mine, and I am sure many of you. I've pored over his life, and I have found at least 8 essential elements to his character. And so, how can we summarize the 8 elements of John the Baptist's character? Let's add to our statement and conclude it this way. John the Baptist is a God-sent prophet. Once the greatest man who ever lived until Jesus, John exalted Jesus by humbling himself. He tells the truth about Jesus and other people. Therefore, he is not popular with the Jewish leaders, and Herod beheads him, killing John the Baptist. If you just took those 4 sentences and memorized them, then for the rest of your life, you can summarize the essential elements in the character of John the Baptist. And again, you can go to the God Is WEZE Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram accounts. God Is WEZE, and find this succinct statement, or write to me, mark@markaswallow.com, and I'll send it to you today. Now, why have I spent 3 days on this man John's character? As we discussed John the Baptist, we're learning that God intentionally and purposefully sends his witnesses out into the world to testify about Jesus Christ. This man John was such a witness. And next week, we'll dive in even deeper and hear his message. But first, we needed to know the man. Well, enjoy your weekend, everybody. Go back and listen to podcasts of this broadcast. Refresh your memory on the WEZE website, and then join me Monday for God Is.